there is some good news for the Haines State Forest. The local forestry office has been in jeopardy ever since the legislature zeroed out its funding 2 years ago. But in the most recent state operating budget, one-time funding for the local forestry post made it through. This was the budget that almost didn't pass, but the Alaska legislature finally came to an agreement and averted a government shutdown just 8 days before the deadline. Now that the dust has settled, Forestry Director Chris Mache says a $102,000 allocation for Haines survived budget negotiations.
I won't say the pressure's off, but it certainly buys us a little more time to think about how we could develop a long-term plan to continue to staff the office with at least one individual.
Juneau Representative Justin Parrish was one of the legislators who worked to get the Haines forestry funding into the operating budget.
That position is very important for the local fire prevention and firefighting effort. Also, any place where there's a major timber sales made, I think it's worthwhile to have a forester there to supervise. And, well, shoot, it's that position, that forester, has been a bulwark for the community.
Parrish says there was a bit of arm wrestling involved in keeping the funding intact during budget talks.
But I think some people in the Senate majority understand the importance of remote positions.
Forestry Chief Mache says the $102,000 pays for a nine-month forester salary, along with other expenses like an office rental and vehicle. He says although the funding is just for 1 year, it could help lead to a long-term plan.
Yeah, it definitely buys additional time for us to keep working toward, you know, a long-term solution for this. This could be the first steps toward a long-term solution. But we'll have to see how the FY19 budget process unfolds.
Prior to 2015, Haines had two full-time foresters. The state fiscal crisis triggered deep cuts to the Division of Forestry, and funding for Haines was completely eliminated. One of the foresters, Roy Josephson, lost his state job. The department scrounged together enough money to keep a single forester, Greg Palmieri, on the job, but on a seasonal basis.
We couldn't just shut an office overnight, especially in an area where we had a state forest to manage. There's pieces of it that needed to be shut down in an orderly manner.
One of those pieces is wildland fire response. Over the past couple years, the state has worked to transfer that responsibility to the feds. Recently, the U.S. Forest Service took over as the primary responder for wildland fire in the Haines State Forest.
It just means there's a different primary face for wildland fire response. It used to be that we were the primary, what we would call, service provider there for wildland fire response in the Haines area, but we were completely surrounded by federal lands, as you know, primarily U.S. Forest Service lands. So they have a fire program just like we do, and so they were agreeable to taking over the Haines area as the primary responder for fire.
Mache says forest fires are not a major concern for Haines in comparison to other parts of the state. One of the arguments for keeping a local forester position is the Baby Brown timber sale. The 855-acre proposed sale would be the largest in a generation for the Haines State Forest. Baby Brown was delayed in June after a successful appeal from a local conservation group. The Department of Natural Resources commissioner said forestry needed to develop land use plans for the entire area before putting the harvest out to bid. Mache says Haines forester Palmieri will spend much of this summer developing those Baby Brown land use plans. The nine-month position will be supplemented with federal funding for a Tongass National Forest inventory project. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.